returning to your radio set.
Radio Resistance Chesterfield
is back.
Loonies, closet racists, let's take this analysis back to basics. Let's talk about UKIP in a dispassionate way. Let's talk about UKIP and what they say. Godfrey Bloom, for example, said women are sluts. Clean behind your fridges, ladies, it's a must. Roger Helmer says that you can choose your sexuality, just like choosing milk and sugar in your tea. But Victoria, Victoria, Victoria says, Victoria, Victoria, Victoria says, what happens when the renewable energy runs out? What happens when the renewable energy runs out? What happens when the renewable energy runs out? Runs out. Stuart Agnew said the babies get in the way. Julie Reed said that Islam has no place in the UK. Nigel Farage doesn't like the Romanians next door, or Polish speakers on the bus, or anyone poor. But Victoria, Victoria, Victoria says, Victoria, Victoria, Victoria says, what happens when the renewable energy runs out? 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 Bill Etheridge thinks that gollywog dolls are okay. Paul Nuttall hates elephants, voted for the ivory trade. Sylvester gave a world gay weather from God's right hand. Godfrey Bloom, remember Godfrey, talked to Bongo Bongo Land. But Victoria, Victoria, Victoria says, Victoria, Victoria, Victoria says, what happens when the renewable energy runs out? What happens when the renewable energy runs out? What happens when the renewable energy runs out? What happens when energy runs out? Fruitcakes, loonies, closet racists in the UK.
IP.
Fruitcakes, loonies, closet racists, and what they say.
It's
Steve White and Protest Family there, kicking off part two of this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance, Victoria Says. And a lot, if not near enough all, of the older UKippers are now in the Brexit party. So I wouldn't vote for them because I don't think they make a lot of sense, particularly when it comes to climate change. And my God, is climate change an issue at the moment? What with the massive wildfires in Australia, the recent floods across the UK, including Fish Lake, and including a woman who drowned in Derbyshire as a result of the floods, and there were people trapped at Meadowhall Shopping Centre. The thing is that this sort of shit's becoming increasingly common. Extreme weather has almost become the new norm as a result of climate chaos, which is caused by the burning of fossil fuels like oil, coal and gas, which creates carbon dioxide, which in turn traps the heat, the sun's heat, in the atmosphere, leading to global warming. Now, to combat that, Labour are proposing a Green New Deal, which will create 450,000 new jobs to tackle climate change. The Green Party are proposing massive spending on carbon reduction, aiming for carbon neutrality by 2030. By contrast, the Tory government's environmental record has been piss poor. I mean, they've removed subsidies from solar power, they've put up huge barriers to onshore wind generation by the refusal of planning permission for turbines. They've privatised and trashed public transport, forcing more people into cars which all emit greenhouse gases. Now, as for Boris Johnson, the current Tory Prime Minister, well, like his mate in the US, President Donald Stinky Trump, he's a climate change denier, as is the Derbyshire County Council Tory leader Barry Lewis, whose only concern about global warming is that he might be able to grow champagne in his vineyard. Now, Johnson has backed fracking previously. Currently, to be fair, there's a moratorium on fracking following the earthquakes around Preston New Road in Lancashire. I'll be talking more about fracking in next week's broadcast, but it's no spoiler to say that the so-called ban is only temporary and has many loopholes. By contrast, both Labour and the Green Party want a permanent ban on fracking. Now, this coming Friday, that's the 29th of November, the school strikes for climate are taking place across the world, including here in the UK. Now, the Tories have belittled, even attacked, school strikers for the climate for supposedly damaging their education. Now, that sounds good coming from a government that's presided over terrible cuts to school funding. Now, what's more, when the founder of the School Strikes for Climate movement, Greta Thunberg, visited London during Extinction Rebellion's Easter Rebellion, the then Tory leader Theresa May was conspicuous by her absence when Greta addressed the Parliament. How dare she? By contrast, not only did the Green and Labour MPs listen to Greta, but some also spoke at Extinction Rebellion's occupation at Marble Arch, and Corbyn himself helped push a climate emergency motion through Parliament. And while the Tory government and Tory-controlled Westminster Council oversaw police repression of the Extinction Rebellion occupations in London over October, with multiple arrests and even a ban on the Extinction Rebellion protests in London, culminating in the trashing at the trashing of the Trafalgar Square camp, which has since been ruled unlawful in court, thankfully. While the Tory government and Tory council have been overseeing that. By contrast, Labour MPs, including Corbyn and the next Home Secretary Diane Abbott, have spoken in defence, indeed in support of Extinction Rebellion. Now, going back to the school climate strikes, all listeners of whatever age you are, you're invited to join the school strike for climate the coming Friday, November 29th. In Matlock, things are going to kick off in Crown Square from 11 a.m, while in Sheffield, things are going to kick off at Devonshire Green from 11:30 a.m. And this Tuesday night, indeed most Tuesday night, Chesterfield Extinction Rebellion has its weekly meeting from 7 p.m. at the Monkey Park Cafe on Chester Road. So come along and get involved. After all, we only have just over 2 weeks to general election, and we only have 11 years to save the planet. And on that note, back to the music with the Sing Out Saints. SOS from the kids.
This is an SOS from the kids. All the grown-ups take note of this.
We're finding our voice, calling you out.
You can't leave the world in fire and drought.
This is an SOS from the kids.
Please change the story. Rewrite the plot. This beautiful love cannot be lost. Stop hurting our planet like you don't.
This is an SOS from the kids.
Please change the story. Rewrite the plot. This beautiful love cannot be lost. Stop hurting our planet like you don't care. There's only one word.
They only want their cream. Always needing oil for feeding their machines.
We must care about the animals, care about the trees.
I'll need help from you.
You get help from me.
Please change the story.
Change the story.
Rewrite the plot. This beautiful love cannot be lost.
Better than this.
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to meetings, protests, entertainment, anything else of interest to socialists in Chesterfield area. Coming Tuesday, that's November 26th, there'll be the Chesterfield general election hustings from 7:30 p.m. at the Chesterfield Central Methodist Church. And for those who live out of the Chesterfield constituency, whether it be in North East Derbyshire or Bolsover or wherever, Extinction Rebellion Chesterfield are also having their weekly meeting this coming Tuesday from 7 p.m. at the Monkey Park, Chester Street. coming Friday, that's November 29th, all listeners of whatever age are invited to join the school strike for climate, kicking off at Matlock in Crown Square from 11 a.m. and in Sheffield at Devonshire Green from 11:30 a.m. On Tuesday 2nd of December, the Together Against Trump rally, Top Trump and his racist friends, is happening at outside Sheffield Town Hall from 5 p.m. Then on Thursday 5th of December, the Chesterfield Socialist Worker Forum will be on Can the Green New Deal Save the Planet? This at 7 p.m. downstairs in Chesterfield Library. Enter by the Cafe Browser entrance on Beetle Street, down the steps from the main entrance. Now over the next few weeks, when you've got any spare time, there'll be plenty of opportunities in the run-up to general election to leaflet and canvass for whichever party you're supporting. Plus, each Saturday in Chesterfield outside Primark, the Socialist Workers' Stall, with petitions on current hot topics, campaign leaflets and socialist worker newspapers for sale, will take place from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. Then Thursday 12th of December is the general election. What can I say about that, but make sure you use your vote and let's give the Tories a bloody good kicking.
Wherever you are on the left, the Red Guard will tell you where it's at.
Unto an editor, the blames asylum seekers for the state this country's in. Fire another cannonball, an adequately worded vitriol. Blame culture leaves its imprint when the paper's in the bin. Now the media dehumanize, victimize and criticize. Fill up column inches and tell us they know best how British values will corrupt if a barbed wire fence we don't put up, providing cannon fodder for a right-wing gutter press. No human is illegal, and everybody has their worth. This is no El Dorado, but it's a safer place on earth. How many bodies must be washed up on a shore before you change your mind to what you didn't think before? That old bullshit just don't cut it anymore. You gotta open up your heart. You gotta open up your heart. Everybody has their worth. Everyone created equal. Everybody on this earth. No human is illegal. Everybody has their worth. every man born on this planet, every woman on this earth. We are children on this earth.
Sound of the Wakes there, no human is illegal. Now in the run-up to the election, it's going to be open season, I'm afraid, on Labour MPs from the mainstream media. We're going to be hell-bent on trying to quote the MPs themselves and Labour policies out of context in an attempt to smear Labour as unelectable and get their buddies in the Tories re-elected. So what better way to find out what Labour actually stand for than from the mouths of the MPs themselves. And on that note, we're going to be playing a few speeches by MPs, including from the Stand Up to Racism National Conference back in October, when there was a good speech by Diane Abbott.
Our next speaker needs no introduction, but Stand Up to Racism is very proud to have her as our president. She is one of the most consistent campaigners against racism in Britain. The most anti-racist Shadow Home Secretary that there has been in history. And soon, yes, soon, to be the most anti-racist Home Secretary.
And the liberalisation of our economy, that is what
Right, yeah.
Diane Abbott there speaking at the Stand Up to Racism National Conference back in October. Now, one of the groups of people who've been well and truly fucked over by the Tories, by this Tory government, and you could call it the government before that, under Theresa May, it's... mind you, I guess if you were to call each different leader a different government, then you'd kind of lose track of them anyway. One of the groups of people who've been totally fucked over by the Tories have been the Windrush generation, black and also some Asian people who came to Britain decades ago and have lived in Britain all their lives, including since they were children, have now been told that they can't get jobs, they can't get services, some of them can't even stay in the UK because they never got the valid papers that are being demanded now by the government. And on that note, going back to the music with the sound of the Broom Besoms, the Empire Windrush.
In 1940 the call it came, 10,000 volunteers laid claim their motherland to defend the pleasant lands of England. We left Jamaica far behind for the sky that surrounds the battlefield. 5 long years we fought the fascists from the shores of England. Sighted flying proud and strong to defend the sky, hard to watch as good friends died high above the lands of England. The war came to an end one day and home we returned again, a heart of living waiting there far from the land of England. Called again for employment here, there are no men. The Windrush sailed us off to work factories and the steel mills. This time there came no welcome, and our hope and expectations fell to the hands of the red man's living hell in the dirty slums of England. No blacks, no dogs, no Irish show. Is this what we have fought for? I worked hard all my life to pay my own and my family's away. I can't do right here anyway. I wish that I was old. And now with no way home at all, I'm forced to stay and brave the storm of ignorance and bigotry in the pleasant lands of England. Now in generations past will we be accepted here at last. We fought together white and black for the pleasant lands of England. Sweet fortune comes my way, I'll pack my bags and rue the day I left the sunshine for to stay in the pleasant land of England.
This is Political Climate, your weather forecast for the coming week. Well, tonight, Saturday into tomorrow, Sunday, you'll be glad to know that we've about seen the back of the rain. It's going to be cloudy but dry. Temperature dropping down to 7 degrees with very little in way of wind, and going to stay the same tomorrow, Sunday. Cloudy throughout the day but dry, maximum temperature 9 or 10 degrees. Very light winds. Dropping down to 7 degrees overnight into Monday. Monday does seem to be a change. There's going to be rain all day, turning to showers in the evening. Maximum temperature 8 degrees. Wind building up slightly to a gentle breeze. Dropping down to 8 degrees overnight into Tuesday. Tuesday sees light rain or light rain showers on and off throughout the day. Maximum temperature 11 degrees, wind building slightly to a moderate breeze. Dropping down to 8 degrees overnight into Wednesday. Wednesday, oh dear, it looks like there's a warning of rain. So I think we can expect some pretty heavy rain. Temperatures up to 10 degrees on Wednesday. Kinda on the windy side. Then Thursday sees light rain showers. Friday looks dry but cloudy. Temperatures dropping off slightly towards the end of the week, down to 8 degrees on Friday. Overnight temperature dropping down to 5 degrees on Friday. So all in all, a pretty unsettled week. Kind of what you'd expect from December. At least it's not going to be freezing though, which is kinda good news. But remember, whatever the weather, revolutions have happened in the biting cold of Russia, right through to the burning heat of Egypt. So revolution can happen here. So we must be prepared for an upturn in class consciousness and class struggle. Just as we prepared for a change in the weather.
Anarchist than you.
David Rovich there, I'm a better anarchist than you. Now, I'm sure you've often heard the stuff about why waste your time voting, because they're allegedly all as bad as each other. Well, this is to some extent understandable why people who remember the dark days of the late 90s into the noughties may think that. I mean, the likes of Tony Blair, Gordon Brown and ministers in their governments were mostly a fucking disgrace. They're sold out to the establishment so much they'd become almost indistinguishable from the Tories. Well, the good news is that those days are gone. Jeremy Corbyn has changed the Labour Party fundamentally, and it's once again, Labour is now a left-wing party and does really represent working class people. Indeed, Corbyn's victory was in itself a victory for democracy, in that it was Labour Party members who voted for Corbyn. It's also understandable, though, to hear the stuff about why waste your time voting from, for example, students who voted Lib Dem in 2010 in the hope of seeing tuition fees dropped, but instead seeing Clegg et al. Collaborate with the Tories in the Condem coalition, tripling tuition fees and attacking workers in so many ways that I've already mentioned. Nevertheless, elections are important. Whether or not those who we elected do stick to their promises, the fact that people voted for them on the basis of what they promise does make a statement of what we want. And it makes it easier for us to build a movement to make our elected politicians deliver on those promises. By contrast, not voting, not even registering to vote, can too easily be interpreted as that you don't care, it doesn't affect you, or even that you're contented with things as they are. Now, is our bourgeois democracy perfect? No, there are flaws. For example, the voting age is far too high. I, among many, would love to see it lowered to 16 at most. And some people think that the first-past-the-post electoral system is unfair, notably to the smaller parties, and would prefer a form of proportional representation as seen in most of Europe. Yet, democratic elections are a damn sight better than dictatorship by the elite. I mean, they do give us some say as to how our world is run. And remember, the Chartists fought and died in the 1800s for universal suffrage. The suffragettes fought and died for votes for women. And people are still fighting and dying for democracy in various countries, notably Hong Kong. So, if you have a vote, it's a bummer not to use it.
So vote, vote, vote. Everybody get up and vote. Vote, vote. Everybody get up and vote.
And if you don't yet have a vote and are over 18, sorry, I don't like that bit either, but it is what the bourgeois legal system says. Get yourself registered to vote now. Over 300,000 people registered to vote in one single day recently, so join the trend. You have until Tuesday, 26th of November to register. To register, go to www.gov.uk. That's www.gov.uk. There's a link near the top of the site saying register to vote. Now, I talked about the suffragettes, so on that note, back to the music with the sound of the Quiet Loner.
This is the home of the poor suffragette. There's room for a great many more in it yet. When they racket and riot and will not keep quiet, we place them on plank beds and very low diet to stop all their din. We just run them in into this house that man built, into this house that man built. And these are a few of women of note who say what they want and they will have a vote. They think that they ought to have man's support, even though we should have to go short. The slice of reject who's all on the get and wants all that we have in the house that man built. So in oak-paneled hallways behind secret doorways, we'll plot and we'll plan, we'll not show our hand, and we'll build her a prison that narrows her vision of back-breaking drudgery, heart-rending poverty in parlor and scullery, factory and rookery, in laundry and privy, in the routine of skivvy, in backyards of tenements, through laws made by parliament, contain and deny her, tie one hand behind her, the slice of reject. She'll get hers yet. We'll teach her to know her place, her place in the house that man built. In the house that man built.
Sound there of the Quiet Loner, the Slice Suffragette. And now that's about all we've got time for this week here on Radio Resistance, so over to you. Now, as luck would have it, we've redesigned the station website, so it's easier for you to get in contact with us on Facebook and indeed by email. There's an email form there now. So if you'd like to request a song, dedicate a song to a friend, suggest some music we should be playing, if you'd like to comment on Radio Resistance, comment on what's happening in the news or the world of politics, if you'd like to fill us in on some stuff that's going on at the moment, whether it be a meeting, whether it be coming canvassing for elections, or what have you, or maybe you've been at a demo and you've been on strike and you'd like to send us a report and or a link to some audio, well, you can contact us by visiting our website, which is at resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. That's resistancechesterfield.radio.fm, or www.radioresistancechesterfield.com. That's www.radioresistancechesterfield.com. And then if you were to click on the top far right hand side, and it's the only thing on Radio Resistance that is on the far right, click on the top far right, there's a link to the contact us page. Click on that and either click on the link to Facebook or send something via the email form there. And like I say, that's about all we've got time for this week. Over the next 2 weeks, we'll be concentrating on the coming election. I once again urge you to, if you haven't already done so, register to vote. And if you have already done so, then get out there and vote. And also, in the meantime, not just keep up the canvassing and campaigning, but keep up the protests and keep up the strikes, because they're the thing that's going to help us get Corbyn into number 10. And then we can truly, in the words of Elvis Costello, tramp the dirt down of Thatcher's legacy.
I saw a newspaper picture from the political campaign. A woman was kissing a child who was obviously in pain. She spills with compassion. Is that young child's face in her hand she grips? Can you imagine all that greed and avarice coming down on that child's lips? Well, I hope I don't die too soon. I prayed a lot, my soul to save. Yes, I'll be a good boy. I'm trying so hard to behave, because there's one thing I know. I'd like to live long enough to savor. That's when it finally puts you in the ground. I'll stand on your grave and tramp the dirt down. When England was the horror of the world, Margaret was her madam, and the future looked as bright and as clear as the black tarmac Adam. Well, I hope that she sleeps well at night, isn't haunted by every tiny detail. When she held that lovely face in her hands, all she thought of was betrayal. And now the cynical ones say that it all ends the same in the long run. Try telling that to the desperate father who just squeezed the life from his only son, and how it's only voices in your head and dreams you've never dreamt. Try telling him the subtle difference between justice and contempt. Try telling me she isn't angry with this pitiful discontent. When they flaunt it in your face as you line up for punishment, and then expect you to say thank you, straighten up, proud and pleased, because you've only got the symptoms, you haven't got the whole disease. Just like a schoolboy whose head's like a tin can, filled up with dreams, then parked down the drain. Try telling that to the boys on both sides, being blown to bits of I'll be going before we fold our arms and start to weep. I never thought for a moment that human life could be so cheap. But when it's
resistance is futile. Oh no, it ain't.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no, it ain't.
Radio Resistance Chesterfield.